WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be real, sometimes life throws a curveball, and that curveball can feel like a full-blown anxiety attack. Ever felt that creeping tightness in your chest? That racing heart that makes you feel like you're about to jump out of your skin? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. Anxiety is more common than you think, but it doesn't have to rule your life. This podcast isn't about pretending anxiety doesn't exist, because let's face it, it does. It's about equipping you with the tools and strategies to manage it, so you can reclaim your power and feel like yourself again. First things first, remember that you are not alone in this journey. Millions of people struggle with anxiety, and there are proven ways to find relief. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that can make a real difference in your life. Number one, breathe. I know it sounds simple, but deep, conscious breathing is like a magic potion for anxiety. When you feel those panic vibes creeping in, take a few slow, deep breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. It might sound cliche, but it genuinely helps calm your nervous system and bring things back to center. Number two, get moving. Exercise isn't just about getting ripped. It's a powerful stress reliever. Even a short walk can do wonders for clearing your head and boosting your mood. You know that feeling when you finish a workout and feel like you could conquer the world? That's the magic of endorphins, your body's natural feel-good chemicals. Number three, mindful moments. Ever find yourself scrolling endlessly through social media, getting sucked into a vortex of comparison and negativity? Take a step back. Practicing mindfulness means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try meditation apps, guided meditations, or simply taking a few minutes each day to focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? It helps ground you in the here and now, reducing those anxious thoughts about the past or future. Number four, connect with your tribe. Humans are social creatures. We need connection, support, and a sense of belonging. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, share your feelings, vent, laugh, whatever it takes to feel less alone. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Number five, fuel your body. Right. What you put into your body directly impacts your mental well-being. Limit processed foods, sugar, and caffeine. They can actually worsen anxiety symptoms. Focus on whole, nourishing foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Think of it as treating your body like a high-performance machine. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a Ferrari, right? Now, let me share a quick story that might resonate with some of you. Remember that time you had to give a presentation at work or school? Your palms were sweating, your heart was pounding, and your mind was racing with every possible scenario, from tripping on stage to completely blanking out? You know that feeling. That's anxiety in action. But here's the thing. What if, instead of letting those anxious thoughts consume you, you took a few deep breaths, visualized yourself confidently delivering the presentation, and focused on your message? You might be surprised at how much those simple strategies can make a difference. It's like changing your internal dialogue from, "I can't do this," to, "I am prepared and capable." Remember, you have more power than you realize. So, let's recap. Breathe deeply, move your body, practice mindfulness, connect with others, and fuel your body right. These five strategies are your secret weapons against anxiety. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and I believe in you. Take those small steps today. Take a deep breath. Go for a walk. Reach out to a friend. And keep tuning in for more tips and insights to help you thrive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.